Have any more dreams?
No, I haven't.
Any dreams? You're good, good. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to speak about or ask him?
No, Barney gave you the papers from...
Yeah, I've been bothered for a while. Yeah. And look it over in some detail.
Mm-hmm. And there's a first report on some research work. That's Holman and Jackson.
In the back part, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about your experiences when you were... felt that you were taken aboard this flying object there. When you sighted this thing before the last experience, Barney saw men in the object at the time of the sighting through the binoculars. Did you see any men then?
This was when he got out and walked towards us.
Yes.
No.
You never saw any man in the object?
No, I didn't.
Did he describe him to you, did he?
No.
I didn't describe him, not at that time.
He said they were wearing uniforms. Mm-hmm. Or he thought they were uniforms. And he said that the leader looked down at him and frightened him. And that there was another man, and that it looked as if they were pulling levers in the wall in back of the leader.
This was at the time. This wasn't later that he told you this. This was at that time, was it?
No, not at that moment.
But it was during that evening, was it? Or was it at some time after you got home?
It was after we got home.
So at that time, he didn't tell you anything about it?
No, he didn't.
And he described... Yeah, go on.
But he did say that... I had the idea that there was someone, he must have seen someone, even though he didn't say so, because he kept saying, they are going to capture us.
I see.
He didn't say it was going to.
I see. He was quite frightened.
Yes.
And were you frightened?
No, I don't think so. Not at that time. I was curious and interested, and I had a feeling of being sort of helpless, that something was going to happen, and I didn't have too much control over it, but I wasn't really afraid, and well, I was looking forward to it.
You were looking forward to something happening?
Yes.
What sort of thing did you look forward to happening?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Some new experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were... supposedly on board, and you say he put this needle into your navel.
Yes.
Was there any blood?
Not to my knowledge.
Did you find anything after you were home to indicate that something had been put in your navel? Was there any scab or scar or anything that you could see?
I don't remember looking.
You didn't think of looking?
No.
So you wouldn't know, and now there is nothing, I take it.
I don't think so.
When the leader was talking to you, he spoke in English, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he seemed to be of some foreign origin.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know a good many things.
Yes, and he had an accent.
He had an accent. Are you familiar with accents? Do you have any idea what kind of accent it was? Germans have one kind, French have another, Japanese have one kind. Peculiarities of their use of English, letters that they cannot pronounce.
No, I don't know what kind it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the examiner had a worse accent than the leader.
Did you ask these people their names?
No.
Why not?
I didn't think of it.
You didn't think of it?
They didn't ask me my name either. But they knew Barney, you know. I kept saying Barney's name.
They knew Barney's name.
So they...
Yes. And you heard Barney said, did not talk about these experiences.
Right afterwards?
Well, at any time afterwards. You said, I think, that you didn't talk about it on your way home.
No, we didn't.
But you did tell him about it afterwards, didn't you?
Well, I told him, after, when I had the dreams.
You had the dreams?
Yeah, I told him I was having nightmares. I mean, it's not really, well, they were nightmares, but they were strange dreams. And, but I didn't tell him about my dreams at that time. And then when Mr. Holman and Mr. Jackson came to the house, and we were trying to, I think it was Mr. Holman, asked us why the trip took so long to come home. And that's when I said, I remembered about the moon being on the ground.
The moon was on the ground?
Yes. And
was that the yellow object?
Mm-hmm.
Or the light that you saw?
It was just like a big moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the ground. I could see the tree, silhouettes of the trees in front of it.
And Barney heard all of these things that you told him.
When they said what took so long, I said, we didn't know what took so long. But then I started to think about the moon being on the ground, and I mentioned seeing this. And Barney said, yeah, he had seen it too. And then we thought, well, we should check and see, try to find out what time the moon set that night, and to see if it was the moon or what it was. And while we were talking about this, I got quite upset. And I don't know if I showed this or not, but when this happened, I had the feeling that I thought of my dreams. And I thought, well, maybe there was some basis of, well, the, in my dreams. The last dream I had was the one of being captured.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the men in the road. And then they were trying to pull me onto this object. And it seems so in my dreams I walked up some steps. And there was I dreamed of them putting the needle into my navel. I dreamed this. And in my dreams, this was much more vivid than it was this here. Because in my dreams, I was in intense pain, and I woke myself up moaning.
You did wake up moaning.
Yes, I did. And I don't think, I didn't have that, yes. I seem to be in my dreams, I was in terrible pain.
Did that wake Barney up?
He wasn't there, he was working night.
He was working night?
Yes.
Did he trouble you this week?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So once in a while, like this, where I had, I felt as if I woken myself up moaning.
Well, some of these things you did have when Barney was there, didn't you?
No, I think he was working nights.
Nice. I think you mean every time you dreamed?
Yeah, because... Nice. Yeah.
Did you tell him about the dreams?
I told him I had dreams. Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't... He didn't want anything to do with them. You know, he wanted to... he didn't want anything said about them.
Did you tell someone else his dreams?
Yes.
Who did you tell?
Well, I was very puzzled by all this. And my supervisor... my supervisor in Philadelphia comes out of the state office maybe 3 days and 2 weeks. Well, when she was going to be in Portsmouth for 2 days in a row, she would stay overnight. And Bonnie was working night. So she and I would usually go out to eat, and she would come back to the house or... And we sit around and talk. And so, we did this a lot, and then, I don't know, I brought it up. I mean, because this was bothering me. And I showed her the report that Walter Webb had written, and she was very, very interested. I mean, and she seemed to be open-minded about it. And very interested. And then afterwards, I told her about the dreams. And we talked about them once in a while. And she had said, one day she told me that, she said, "Well, Betty, for heaven's sake, why don't you realize that this has actually happened to you?"
She was the one that said it actually happened.
Yeah, she said, "This must have happened to you. Because if it had not happened, then you wouldn't be reacting this way.
You wouldn't be dreaming about it.
I wouldn't, and I wouldn't have this concern about it. I'd say, what was a dream to get up?" And then I began to feel that something had happened. I wasn't sure what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, there was something more than what I could really, actually, truthfully say I could remember.
Mm-hmm. Now, was she the only one you told your dreams to?
No, I told my sister Janet.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Janet.
Janet.
And, you know, I mentioned them probably once in a while.
How about
that? Who?
Doc.
My sister.
Oh, no.
Well,
did you tell anyone that you've been in Bonnie's presence?
I think you must have heard me talk about them.
You heard me talk about
them? Yeah.
So he really did know about your experiences, didn't he?
He knew some of it. I think, he must have heard me to say something about them to somebody.
Now, did all these things that you feel happened, did that happen in your dreams? Did it all have been your dreams?
No.
Why do you feel so sure of that?
Because of the discrepancy.
You know, some of the discrepancy just makes it so, but it couldn't have been your dreams. Now, we know your supervisor told you it must have happened up until then, you couldn't believe it.
I could, yeah.
Now, after she told you that, you dreamed the captain. What sort of discrepancy?
Well, I had the feeling...
You didn't know about discrepancy because you couldn't remember those experiences you told me.
Well, I knew what I had dreamed.
Yes.
And... But... It was different. This is different.
What makes the difference?
There's so much more and
it's suppose that's so much more had been part of dreams that you couldn't remember. One doesn't always remember all of the dreams. Isn't that possible?
I don't know.
In other words, the dreams that you can remember do not have everything that you were able to tell me, is that right?
That's true.
But if you were able to tell me all of your feelings, including the parts that you couldn't remember, would that fit in?
No, because some things are different.
Some things are different?
Yes.
Well, could it be then that when you remember the feelings, some things are different? You just remember differently. You thought you were afraid to remember everything.
You mean in my dreams I would have been afraid to remember?
No, when you tried to remember your dreams. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You can remember dreams, some parts of it. Sometimes you forget parts of dreams.
Yeah, this is...
Of course, it's fearful. You know that, I think, in your own dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then there might be some parts of the dream that are misremembered. But if they're amazing, is that possible?
Well, now, I dreamed... In my dreams, I walked up steps.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I didn't walk up steps. I walked up a ramp.
Yeah. Is that a very significant difference, you think?
I don't know. But, the map.
Mm-hmm.
I could almost. I mean, here I can almost. I could, if I could draw, I think I could draw the map. I'm not good at drawing, you know. I can't do perspective.
Well, if you remember some of this after you leave me, why don't you draw? Try to draw the map. Don't do it if you feel concerned or anxious about it. You can use a book or whatever you can and bring it to me next time, all right?
I'll try to.
It doesn't have to be handsome. But don't feel as you're compelled to do it.
Okay.
And if it feels that way, and also from the other things. Now, what other discrepancies? You mentioned the difference between the ramp and the stairs.
And, oh. Please. So much more here.
There is always more in what you told me than there was in the dream, is that right?
Oh, yes.
It could be, though, all that extra that you remember could be the part of the dream that you didn't remember.
No, I don't think so.
Again, why don't you think so?
Because I think... No, I know you can dream and not remember, but...
I don't give you a count experience for these men who refuse to speak our language and yet didn't know a lot of things about it, like dentures and aging and things like that, and you thought they came from another world, I think, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did they know all about this after that happened? Did you try to explain that to yourself?
And how did you speak English?
How did this happen? I think it communicated with you in this world. And yet they were not of this world.
And maybe they've been studying us.
That would mean they would have to come here and no less than anything else, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they probably maybe pick up some radio stations.
But in a dream, this can all happen. Things don't have to be explained in a dream. Did you feel that they could communicate with you in any other way than words? Were they able to transfer thoughts?
They...
Do you believe that thought can be transferred?
Yes, I do, to a certain extent.
Have you been able to transfer your thoughts to anyone, or someone else's thoughts?
Your body and I'm always saying the same thing at the same time. I mean, this type of thing.
But do you communicate in any other way? Could you have communicated all of this to Barney by thought transfer?
Probably. No, I don't know if I would believe him to that extent. I mean, like sometimes, I used to have a teacher in college, and I would sit in the front row, and if I was bored, I'd sit there and I would say, scratch your face, you know, and like this, or scratch your leg. And then wait to see how long it would take him to do it. You know, play around like this.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to see how much power there was in thought.
Yeah.
But you had no such communication between yourself and these strangers?
I don't know if I did hear him in English.
Oh, you didn't hear him in
English? I don't know.
How do you think you heard him in
English? I've been telling myself I heard him in English when I said, but I don't know.
Was it in any language, or was it by thought transfer?
I knew what they were saying.
You knew what they were saying?
And they knew what I was saying.
What about you? All right. Well, do you think that was by some form of thought transfer?
It could have been.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was, I knew what they were thinking.
You knew what they were thinking. You rather liked this leader, didn't you?
I was afraid of him at first.
But afterwards?
Well, when I, you know, I began to feel that they weren't going to harm me.
So it all works out, so you're not harmed, and everything is all right.
Yeah.
All right, now. You're tired of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for it?
Uh-huh.
They have to?
Mm-hmm.
Have you, you recall any much of the experiences?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple of nightmares.
You have?
Yeah, and Bonnie's been having nightmares all week.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to have a feeling right now. We were talking about this last night. They're trying to figure this out about, are they going to come back?
Who's going to come back?
The UFO.
The UFO. Mm-hmm.
The people on it. And he likes it that they're going to come back and get us.
Just come back and get you.
Yeah.
What are they going to do for you?
Carry us off with them.
I see. Where?
I don't know where they would carry us.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been just discussing this, and I said, well, this is because I thought, because they had told us to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we defied them by not forgetting about it. So he's feeling guilty, probably. He thinks that he deserves to get captured and carted off by
them. Because they're defying them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you've had some nightmares. Did you tell each other about them?
Yes.
What is it you would like to like?
Well, one I had, and we've been talking about this, that we were riding along, and I could see this object going through the sky. It was light, and I was all excited, and I was saying to Barney, there they are. You know, we're finally going to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And they land, and we see them land, and we're quite excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see them in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I see them, before this, I have no fear whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to meeting whoever these people are. But the moment I see them in the road, I'm hollering in my sleep that, oh my God, they aren't what I expected. That they don't look like I expected them to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're somehow, they look like people, but they're sort of grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
And this frightens me. So I become very frightened.
Mm-hmm. And what are the symptoms like?
I don't know.
He has food with them?
He just said that he's had nightmares. He doesn't, they seem to be just snatches, and he doesn't remember too well what he did. He just mentioned he's had nightmares.
Now, what do you remember about the experience in the general way in the outline?
Well, because I remember what I remembered before about seeing you at all. I mean, how about it come down?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there was something, I was really something about this. Oh, one thing, that after we were beat, oh no, just before we were beat, when Barney told me to look out and see it,
mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I looked out and I saw it, but I kept saying I didn't see it because I was expecting to see the light. This is what I was looking for, and I didn't see the light.
Well, what did you see?
I saw the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, it was right over the car,
mm-hmm.
so that I couldn't see. It was a bright light night, and I couldn't see the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I mean, I knew it was this big, dark mass
mm-hmm.
over the top.
This was going away.
This was directly over the car.
How about the period of time that you've been counseled? Remember any of that? That Mr. Holman pointed out?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, what happened then?
About going around the corner and the side road and the man in the road.
Yeah.
I can remember that.
And after that?
I can remember being, I was asleep. And walking in the woods and going on the ship.
You remember going on the ship? You remember what happened on the ship?
And being examined.
Mm-hmm. You do remember that now. And this is what you have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take it that you have been in Cedar Square. If I told you you remember those things that you could remember without being in Cedar Square.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have had nightmare.
Yeah, my head feels the feeling of those. So many things that it's just churning. So many things I want to remember, but I gotta.
Yeah, so don't struggle with it.
No.
Don't struggle with it. And if you have these dreams, they will be dreams. Now I want you to tell me your dreams. The dreams that you had. And which you told to some of your friends and to your supervisor. Tell me the main dream of it. Now, tell me the main dream. The one that has the most in it.
The dream of my supervisor, Ted, the dream that started about. You know, 2 days after the experience in the mountains, about, I don't know, 2 weeks
sat there beside him. And the first dream that I had was that I was walking in the woods, going up a path, and that the wind was with me, and Bami was with me. He was walking behind me, and the wind was with me. And when I would speak to Bobby, but he wouldn't answer. And then he came to this object on the ground, and it was a door, and I knew they wanted me to go inside, and I didn't want to, and it's only a head shape. And I went up the steps, and then we called. And there was a room, and they told me to go in the room. And they took Bonnie, I wanted Bonnie to stay with me, but they took him to another room. And they took me into the room, and they said I didn't have to be afraid, but they just wanted to make some tests. And as soon as the tests were over, I would be able to go back to the car. And they gave me the bank, yeah. And they gave me some kind of test.
Yes, you remember the test.
They gave me the they like a physical, they looked at my mouth and my nose and my ears. And they checked my back. They put some kind of machine, gadget or something, on my spine. And then some of the tests were done. I was sitting down on a chair, and then when they did my back, I was on a table. And then they were through with me. And I had to wait because it went through with Bonnie. And while I was waiting, I was talking in my dream. I was talking to the leader, and while I was talking with him, one of the men came in with Bonnie's dentures in his hand. This in my dream, and this is very funny because Bonnie is very sensitive about this, and most people don't know he wears them. And he doesn't like to let people know this, and I thought, well, he's going to be angry about this. And then... I talked to a friend.
How were you able to talk to him?
Like it was a banana.
English?
Yeah. And I wanted to find out more about him. And there was a book on the table, the next table cabinet, and I thought to look at it. I was going to look at it, then he said I could have it. And Bonnie came out of the other room. And then the leader says that Bonnie wouldn't let me have the book. And he said the other man didn't want me to have it. So I couldn't have it. And he took it. This was after Bonnie came out, we were about ready to leave. And then they took us back to the car. And we waited until they left. And then the last dream, it wasn't the last dream of all. The next, I had these dreams, I don't know where they started or stopped. But then I had a dream of this. I had a dream of these men being around the car. This is it. This is a dream. This is the last dream I had. But these men were around the car. And they couldn't get out and I was afraid. And I was trying to get out and I couldn't. And I was up on the screen. But I only had these dreams. I just had a series of them probably over a week's period of time. He was working nights. He wasn't home. But I just saw him that I had. I was having some nightmares, because I usually don't have nightmares.
Well, now, this was the major dream that you just told me. There were others. Did there were similar dreams, or did they differ in any respect, or was it about something else?
No, there was one. But these are all dreams about him coming back.
About him coming back?
Yes. That were sort of, well, there was one that I've had two or three times.
Yeah.
And in this dream, I didn't call this to say either because I said this off and on for a period of time. And, I mean, it doesn't tell Ian. But this other thing that I, the one that was repeated itself, the others didn't. I just said it once and that was it. The first, I just stated that this was because I was frightened, and this is why I was dreaming this dream. But I would dream that Bonnie and I were somewhere, not home, but we would be maybe on vacation or something. And I would look out the window, and I would see waves and waves of UFOs coming. Not just one, but the sky would be all lighted up with them. And I would say, oh, Bonnie, come on, let's go out, they're back. Let's go out and meet them. And then they would start doing something, I don't know if it was dropping bombs or what, but the whole world would get on fire. They'd be all explode, like a bombing, I suppose. I've never seen one. And then I would get very frightened and say that they wanted us, that they wanted to destroy us or capture us or something like that.
And that's been recurring to you.
Yeah.
In the big dream about being examined, did that use any instruments on you? On your thoughts?
They had like a flashlight that they looked in my mouth.
And you can take any samples or anything? You have any needles or anything?
They had a machine that they had, it wasn't needles, but it was, that they touched along my side.
Mm-hmm.
So that they were testing something.
Did they inject everything into you?
In my dream, yes.
What?
They put the needle into my navel. Because this was a dream that woke me up too.
That woke you up too?
Yes. The men being around the car, and yes, they put the needle into my navel.
Did they tell you where they came from?
No.
You didn't know where? Did you have any thoughts about it in your dream? Or you just took it for granted?
I just took it for granted.
Did they send you any maps or thoughts or anything like that?
He was going to show me that he went out to me. He was going to show me a chart. And he pulled it down at the window shade.
Mm-hmm.
And but then he said I wouldn't know what he was talking about anyway, and he snapped it back up.
This is all in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this just like the experience that you had? After you take your board and examine, when you put your thought into that thought.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference? Whatever the difference.
What is it? Different from my dream from what really happened?
Yes, from what you told me happened.
The way I feel about him is altogether.
The way you feel about
him? Yes.
What is the difference in the way you feel?
I know it really happened.
the same as your dream.
No, it isn't.
Where is the difference?
There's so much. What really happened, there was so much more to us. And
well, that's right. What was it, what really happened, that wasn't in the dream?
The men?
That's the way it didn't work, eh?
Yes. But they weren't like they really were. And in my dream, they were just people.
They were what?
They were people.
Yes. Were they people in the other?
No.
That's right.
I don't know, but I keep trying to, I want to see what they look like, and I can almost see them, but then I won't let myself.
But you describe them to me.
Well, they were out of proportion.
In what way?
They had, they were shot. I know that. They were about my height, I think. I think they were as tall as me. And they were. Their body, though, was different. They had the chest. They were thick. Their chest was thick. They were almost, they weren't round in the way back, but they weren't wide and flat. I'm not making sense. They had a larger chest structure. They were maybe broad up than we are through our shoulders, but also they were thicker. Their chest was thicker.
Did you think of any kind of people that you have seen?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Of course, people with fairly heavy bodies.
They had, but they, it wasn't their whole body, it was just their chest.
Mm-hmm.
Their hips were not too wide, and they were slender hips.
Were you in a dream that didn't look like that?
No.
They didn't look like in a dream.
Like people.
These are people in different body clothes, from what you're saying.
But it's like it was more than that.
Well, tell me what
I know what their faces look like, but I can't remember. I want to say that their faces look like people, but I can't say what they did. I can't say what they did look like.
They talk like people.
No.
How do they talk?
They. Okay, I just knew what they were saying, what they wanted me to know. No.
caught soon?
Somehow, rather. I don't know how.
Apparently, they caught in the same way that you did, in the same language, was it?
Well, I would understand it in English.
You would understand it in English.
But I can't say if I heard the leader's voice, although I did hear the voices of the crew members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were making noises. I couldn't understand what they were saying. They were communicating with each other.
The crew members. Where were they in the same room?
The crew members?
Mm-hmm.
Not during the exam. But they kicked it on the walk up to the ship. They were there. And then they were back and forth between the two rooms. And then when they decided to take the book away from me, they were the ones who were objecting. And there was this message of this they were discussing. I mean, they were all communicating with each other before the leader took the book away from me.
Well, so far, the only difference we have seems to be between your dream and your experience, as you have it. There's a difference in your feeling about it, that one is a dream and the other one is real.
Well, and then... I know I looked at the book, but I saw the map. And
was the book printed or written?
It has symbols. Not English. And kind of little lines that went up and down.
Does it look like anything you know?
No.
It's the same in the dream and the scene.
I didn't see it in
the dream. You didn't see it in the dream?
I saw the book.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I didn't look at it because I thought I was going to take it with me. But I did look at it, really. And the men were different. Then I dreamed him not the way he was.
Well, you say in a dream that it looked normal.
Yes.
The ones you described, they looked normal as far as having seen, but that they were when you saw in the sky the frost and having a hard trip. A normal man can look that way, I think.
Not like this.
Not like that.
No. I never see any people who look like this.
They look like any of the pictures you have seen of people from outer space, like Martians.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You haven't seen some of the pictures that they have those seen?
No. I might have some of it. I don't know that. Remember, I always thought it was something exciting.
Exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever dream of a spider?
No.
Did these appear in any other dream?
Read them?
Yes.
I didn't dream of them. You mean?
Any of it. Well, all you have tend to be alike.
What do you mean?
Well, you see you quite a bit, I think.
Well, I had the dream. I had the month, and that was the end of it. Except for the dream about the UFOs coming over in large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
subtract.
Were any of your dreams of fighting a UFO?
No.
A new one for me. Did you draw a picture of what you saw, didn't you?
We do, did, yes. Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah. This was right after the sighting. Mm-hmm. He went in one room and I went in another.
So what did you do with the picture?
I think they're found in the bureau. I'm not sure.
Can you bring him into the picture?
We'll see if I can find it. Because his drawing and my drawing are just exactly the same.
So both of the sightings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else?
No.
And did you call me that map?
Then I forgot to bring it.
You forgot to bring it.
Yeah.
You bring that map, huh?
But it's a very poor map. I'm not sure it was there.
No. It wasn't quite there. Before we go on, what about the thing you have to see for something like this?
Oh, the one of... I had two dreams. The first one was seeing UFO, and I was outside and telling Bonnie that we were going to meet the people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did see them, and they were very frightening.
They were frightening?
Yes.
What did they look like?
I couldn't see because they were too far away to see.
They like the men you guys see?
I would say so.
What about the other one?
The other one, I figured it was just a dream of expressing some of my own fear about this.
Okay.
In which I was in a heavy building. An old building with thick walls of rock. You know, like these old castles. And it was going to be a tremendous earthquake, and I knew it was going to come. And the building was going to be destroyed, and I was going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing I could do about it. I mean, I was going to get my new life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to resign myself to that. And then the earthquake did come, and the walls did fall down some, but not as much as I had expected them to. And then I dreamed that there were some pillows and things there. And if I put these around me, and if the rock did fall, there would be some protection. And I did this, but then the rock fell and the earthquake stopped. And then there was a big fire. I could look out and there was a big fire, and I thought, well, I should... The earthquake's over with now, and now it's going to be replaced by a fire. And I was thinking, well, I should get out and get away from the fire. And then a group of men came, and they led me to a path in the woods, and I was safe.
Mm-hmm. They led you to a path in the woods, and you were safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming off the...
Yeah. Oh, and in the meanwhile, it also in my dream, was, and I thought, well, this is probably death like the dog. But in my dream, in this building, there was a room way in the back, and there was a dog I owned in the room, but it was a big dog, and I wasn't concerned about the dog, because I knew the dog would be all right, and that was the dream, that just, by leading me, even in taking me through the past to the woods, to wherever they were taking me, I was safe, and out of danger.
It seems in some way to anticipate, in spite of your anxiety, to look forward to these men coming back, you know, taking you on some adventures. Is that the way you feel?
Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised to see them.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see them?
Not right now.
Not right now, when?
If I could get over there in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think I'd die of fright. I thought I'd agree.